In April of 2002, this then 46-year-old female who had previously undergone a oophorectomy and hysterectomy for benign disease underwent a left lumpectomy and axillary node dissection for what proved to be a 4.5 centimeter node negative aneuploid medullary carcinoma of the breast with ER, PR, HER2, all negative. She received subsequently six cycles of CAF and radiation therapy and did well until September of 2005, when she experienced induration in the left parasternal area. A needle biopsy of that area was now positive for recurrent disease, still ER, PR, HER2 negative. A surveillance PET scan and CAT scan at that time showed moderate mediastinal lymphadenopathy as well as a left parasternal mass.
Dennis, about this woman, what was her lifestyle like and what was her general physical condition at that point when she was diagnosed with metastatic disease?
Fully active, fully employed as an insurance company employee, three children, working mom, very active, otherwise in very good health.
What was her emotional and personal reaction? She's been through CAF chemotherapy and now she's finding out that it didn't work. How did she react to that, and how did that compare to other patients in a similar situation?
Difficult, needless to say. Devastating. The thought of a recurrence was something that had not been foremost on her mind. She had thought her original therapy would likely be curative in nature, as many of our patients do, and quite disappointed, quite devastated.
Now, one of the things that I'm sure the faculty want to know that every oncologist looks at in metastatic disease is whether the tumor is causing symptoms. She has disease in some areas that you get pretty worried about. Do you think she was having symptoms from the tumor?
I do. That discomfort, that parasternal discomfort, it was, Neil, right in the area of her radiation port, so there was some question of whether or not this was just delayed radiation toxicity, but ultimately we did the biopsy and proved her recurrence.
I see. Okay, so we've got that one out on the table, and we want Bill to present his patient, and then we'll kind of talk about management of metastatic disease and how these two patients fit into the current paradigm. Bill?